going back to the first part of today's daf, and really also going back to where the sugya started, which was at the very end of yesterday's daf. And that is a fascinating tshuva. I'm not saying that lightly. From the Noida B'Yehuda. And this is in Shailos Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda. It's in Madura Kama. It's in Yeridaya Simin Ayin Aleph. So in the world of classic tshuvas from the Noida B'Yehuda, this is without a question a top 10. Now, the shoyel in this tshuva, and the person that Noida B'Yehuda was writing to was, just reading from the tshuva inside, Nishalti min ha'adoin kaiser keneglichen reviser translator euch konsistralischer censor fotir tirsch titel yorim hoidoi befkudas adoinenu hach virdige konsisturium titel yorim hoidoi. He's talking to a government official. In English, it goes something like this. Kaiser, royal, reviser, translator, consistory translator, father, tirsch, title, yorim hoidai, the high worthy consistorium title, yorim hoidai. He was writing to a man whose name was Father Tirsch, right? Futir Tirsch, Father Tirsch, he was a galach. And this person was clearly a translator of some sort. He was also the royal censor. So, a little bit of background. Once upon a time, you couldn't print a sefer unless it went through some sort of censorship. And the censor was somebody that was appointed by the government. And this person had to approve any sefer that was going to be published. What were they looking out for? So obviously they wanted to make sure that there wasn't going to be anything that's anti the government, right? See the Noida B'Yehuda's Hespin, Maria Teresa, V'tein L'chachem V'yech Gemayin. Additionally, a lot of the Noitzrim related in Yonim. So it went through some very, very heavy censorship. If you have a first edition, Shailos Teshuvas, Noida B'Yehuda, and really, if you look at any sefer that was printed around that time, so after, on the Shar block, literally, Sefer Noida B'Yehuda V'Shailos Teshuvas, Ashechibarti Ani Atzor Yecheskel Alevi Landau Yoshe Poi Prag, right? If you go all the way to the bottom of the page, there's a sign-off. Leopoldus Tirsch. That's this Tirsch that the Noida B'Yehuda is writing his tshuva to. Now, the question that he was asked was as follows. Lohidia daiti al pi das v'din teiruseinu akdoisho imanachnu ha-yehudim al pi nimuseinu muter lonu lishova al sheker imasefe teiru sha'oiches biyodei b'shas ha-shvu hipsu. The question that Father Tirsch asked the Noida B'Yehuda was, is a Jew allowed to swear falsely if he's holding on to a Sefer Torah that's possible? So what's the rest of the story? So I discussed this with Rabbi David Katz. He's the world-leading expert on all things Noida B'Yehuda. And the background to this tshuva was, we know, we discussed this many times in the daf, that the Umayis HaOlam didn't trust the Yidden. They didn't believe that when a Yid said a word, his word was a word. And even if he promised, and even if he swore, they still didn't trust the Yidden. In fact, they felt they had a basis for it. The basis for it is the parish of Ataris Nadarim, which is the rest of the story of why the parish of Ataris Nadarim and those Parochim and Mesechtes Nadarim wasn't learned in the yeshivas, right? People shouldn't make Leichtheit of Nadarim, but you know, we've always sensed that could be there's a little bit more than that. And they used to literally point to Psukim in the Torah, and they would say, what do you mean? There's an idea of the Yidden, they come into the Beis Medrash on the holiest night of the year called Nidre, and they say every Neder and every Shvuah and the Kol Asari, they say three times with a niggin, right? Nothing should be a nothing, right? Nidare are not Nidarem, and the Shvuya are not Shvuya. You see that they don't take Nidarem and they don't take Shvuas lightly. And it got to the point where it was so bad that if there was ever a he said in court between a Yehudi and an Yehudi, it was always understood that Einu Yehudi was right. And Jews were losing court cases all over the place because the Jew's word had no value. It literally had no value. And they had to come up with an etzah. So finally they came up with an etzah. The etzah was, they said that a Yid, if he's going to come to court, he's going to have to take an oath to make any argument that he's going to want to make in the context of a Toyin V'Nitin. And not only that, he's going to have to hold a Sefer Torah. So if he's going to hold a Sefer Torah, right, this is the proverbial put one hand on the Bible. So if he's going to hold a Sefer Torah and then he's going to take an oath, for sure it's going to be okay. But what happened was, Futir Tirsh got word that the Yidden were using a Sefer Torah that was possible. And because they're using a Sefer Torah that's possible, So they don't have the chaimer of Sefer Torah anymore, because not a, right, it came with the garble, right, it's not a kosher of Sefer Torah. Oh, so if it's not a kosher of Sefer Torah, so now all of a sudden they have no problem indiscriminately and recklessly swearing falsely, and he doesn't know, is this is what they're telling him. So I don't, maybe I can't trust the Jews anymore, of course. Like, how do I go about it? So he writes a letter to the one man in his entire empire that he trusted. And that was the great Noida Behuda. Right, Kiyodua, the Noida Behuda, in the words of Rabbi David Katz, was 150% above board. He was so above board in every way because he had such respect by the government and he had to maintain that. It was Mamish Chaye Klal Yisrael Mehoiduvat Kush, to quote Lashoni Azov of the Noida Behuda in a different shuvah, was always at stake. And as a result, the Noida Behuda understood that his relationship, similar to Rebbe and Antoninos, with the government and the empire was very, very, very critical. And this Father Tirsch, he respects the Noida Behuda. He sends him a Shaila and he says, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. He says, I want to know, I'm curious. If a Jew swears falsely, but he was holding a pasul of Sefer Torah, did he violate a sin or did he not violate a sin? Meaning, I understand that you have to be holding a Sefer Torah for the Shvuah to be a serious Shvuah. What if the Sefer Torah that he's holding is pasul? So Rabbi Yehuda writes a tshuva back, and this tshuva is a clinic. It's such a fascinating tshuva. The reason such a fascinating tshuva is because tshuva Rabbi Yehuda is not an easy limud, kiyadua. But this tshuva is not a hard tshuva. It's a very elementary tshuva, and the reason is because he's not writing it to Rabbi David Deitch, right? He's not writing it to Rabbi Yeshaya Berlin. He's writing this tshuva to Futter Tirsch. That's who he's writing the tshuva to. And he breaks down this inyan so klar, imamish, it could be shtayim mikv echad targum the tshuva. It's just amazing how someone on the level of the Noida Behuda can lower himself and write such a basic elementary tshuva. We'll just read a couple of excerpts. The excerpts. This tshuva is much better if you read it in a vein, and it reads very, very simply. So let's just go through a little bit. This is what he writes to him. He says, Hine, anachnu ha-yehudim musharim shaloi lishav aklal b'shaker. We are commanded, we're not let us swear falsely. Afilu be'enei oiche sefer Torah b'yadai. Even if you're not holding a sefer Torah at all. Ki ein achizas ha-sefer ikur shoyrush al ha-shvua. Holding a sefer Torah is neither here nor there when it comes to a shvua. Raki ikur shoyrush al-shvua mipiv. The only thing that matters when it comes to a shvua is what comes out of your mouth. But imroi, when a person says, ani nishba she'o sisi, oi she'ese dover zeh, oi be'imroi ani nishba she'lo yo sisi, oi loy ese dover zeh. By the way, this is Shvua Shtayin Shein Arba, right? Miyad Chol HaShvua. As long as he says any one of those four things, the Shvua is going to be Chal. The Dover Zeh Kosev HaTorah come upon him, says Rabbi Cheska Landau to Futir Tirsh. He said, this is something that's mentioned many times in the Torah. Vishonu in the Nevi'im. And it's Chazin over in the Nevi'im. Umishulach B'Ksuvim. And it's mentioned in Ksuvim as well. Umivur B'Gemara B'Poiskim. It's also something that's Mefurish in the Gemara in the Poiskim. Uberambam Ubishulchan Aruch. Kashen Nefarit HaKol B'Kan Kol HaRayas Achas Achas. And he says, I'm going to methodically go through all of the aforementioned to show you that this is the way it is. Just to start to get a flavor. Ksiv b'toyre baseres hadibrois. Shmois kapitol chof posig zayin. Loi siso eshem Hashem olikech alashav. Hare hisironu b'mikro zeh al shvu ashav. V'loi nisker kam b'mikro zeh shum t'nai sheyoichas b'yodeh shum sefer Torah. Beis. Amru b'vayikro hey dalad oy nefesh ki si shafa levati visvasaim lahara oy lehet lekhala shen yevata adam beshvu hare mafurish be mikra hazeh she ikra shvu tali be mifta svasaim shu adibo shem davar be pit vay niska shum achiza sefer. It says something about holding a sefer Torah. Rak omar lekhala shen yevata adam Amru, it says, in Vayikra Perek Yotes, V'lo yisi shavu b'shmila shoker, v'chilal ta Hashem alokecha, harei sha'af b'li achiz ha-shum sefer, im nishba l'shneker, hu mechal l'shem ha-gadav ha-noira. He says, number four, ein lucha mokim shehichmir ha-kose b'iyumim g'doylim v'nifloim, k'moy b'shvuas ha-soita. There's no parish in the Torah where we spook somebody more than the Kohen spooks the soita. Shehoiso ba'azore b'mokim kadosh, v'hoya ha-noisne shal shvuazu yoyser chamor. Hooray, Iker Ashvua hu amiru v'adibur, v'afilu enoy menachiyuv, etc., etc. He says, number five, the Torah says, Ish ki yidoy nedel Hashem, oy hishava shvua lesser Israel nafshoy lo yachel devaray harisha inu rashoy lechala dibash haytimi piv v'ze ikura shvua v'am rasham kechala yaytimi piv yasa. Then the Noid Behuda pivots. He starts bringing rayas from all the shvuas in Nach. Hine Avram Avinu v'Avi Melech nishbu shneim zel lezeh. Ka'amor, bereshis, va'ato hishavuli, va'oit sham, al-kein karo la'makam ahu be'er shava, ki sham nishbu shneim, va'reze hoyo kaida matan toira, v'shom sefer, lo'y hoyo lemaz, he goes to the mechira of the bechira, he goes all the way to the shfu of rachav azoyna, the shfu of the gevoinim, he brings 14 examples, lo'y pachis, 14 examples from Nach, where you find there were shvuas, and there isn't one mention of a sefer toira. So the first thing that the Noid Behuda told Father Tirsh is that a Yid is only not allowed to swear falsely if he's holding on to a Sefer Torah. What are you talking about? I just gave you 14 examples from Scripture, and there isn't one mention of needing to hold a Sefer Torah in order for the Shvua to be a Shvua. So he says as follows: Hirachnu ad ata lahavi min haTorah min aviyah min haksufim va'ata navi divrei haTalmudim v'haPoiskim bazeh. V'zeh Lashon HaRama, just read the Lashon HaRama. Beperek beSefer HaShishi v'hu Sefer HaFla Hilchos Shvuos Perek Al v'Loch Al. You see how the Noid Behuda is giving it to him in a way. He says Sefer HaShishi v'hu Sefer HaFla Hilchos Shvuos Perek Al v'Loch Al. Usually Noid Behuda doesn't make it that easy to find the Maror Makom that he's quoting, right? It's the sixth book in the Rama's Mishnah Torah. It's in HaFla Hilchos Shvuos Perek Al v'Loch Al. Arba Minei Shvuos Heim Shvuos Bita Shvuos Shav Shvuos HaPakadin Shvuos HaEdos. And he brings the whole Lashon HaRambam, where the Rambam talks about what a Shvu is, and Rambam doesn't say one word about having to hold on to a Sefer Torah. Then he brings the Halacha of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Pei Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say one word anywhere in Hilchos Shvuos in any of these places that you have to hold a Sefer Torah in order for the Shvuah to be a Shvuah. So Yehuda methodically and systematically proved from Torah, from Nevi'im, from Ksuvim, from Rambam and from Shulchan Aruch, that there's no idea, this is a farce, that you have to be holding on to a Sefer Torah when you swear in order for the Shvuah to be a Shvuah. Stating that, Rabbi Yehuda told Father Tirsh, says, there is a minig that sometimes when Beis Din would require somebody to swear, so they would have him hold the Sefer Torah. But said the Noid Behuda, the reason he held a Sefer Torah was not to make the Shvuah a real Shvuah. The reason they would have him hold the Sefer Torah was just to scare him. It's based really on today's daf, Shvuah Slamites, that they tried very hard to spook the person so that he wouldn't come to swear falsely. And what they would do is they would give him the Sefer Torah because there's a verse in the Sefer Torah, I mean there's a few, but one more than all the others that they want to highlight him. And that is Loisisa es Shem Hashem Alekecha Lashav Ki Lo Yenaka Hashem Isa Sheyisa Shmoy Lashav. And the reason he's holding the Sefer Torah is merely to spook him. It's just to scare him a little bit. That's the whole objective. That's what's going on over here. And being that's what's going on over here, so it's for that reason he's holding the Sefer Torah. But not that there's a need to hold the Sefer Torah, because if he doesn't hold the Sefer Torah, the Shvuah is not going to be a Shvuah. Then he went on to tell him, which was a Gemara in yesterday's daf, that even the Sefer Torah is lav dafka. There's an inyan lechatchila to maybe even have tefillin and not a Sefer Torah. So this whole idea of one hand on the Bible, he said, that's a Noitzri inyan. That's not a Jewish thing. Now, there is an inyan where in Shvuah Sadayanim, sometimes there was a Nikitas Chefetz and sometimes it was even a Sefer Torah. But the whole objective of holding the Sefer Torah was mernit, just to be ma'ayim the person. Then the Rebbe Yehuda went and he answered the second part of this. How do you view a apostle of Sefer Torah in general as it relates to this inyan of Nikitas Chefetz? So Rebbe Yehuda said a little bit of a chiddush. He said that to me it's pashit that even in the world of Shvuas HaDayanu B'Nikitas Chefetz, again, which is not ma'akiv in the Ikar Shvua, but even in the world of being ma'ayim with a Sefer Torah B'Nikitas Chefetz, apostle of Sefer Torah would also be considered apostle of Sefer Torah. He said there's no question in the world that apostle of Sefer Torah has Kedusha, just like a kosher Sefer Torah has Kedusha. And he says two lumdas in. One lumdas that he says is that what do you do when you have a apostle Sefer Torah? Let's say you find the Sefer Torah, it has a psal. So you fix the psal. You don't take the whole Sefer Torah and put it in Geniza, you fix the psal. Freik the Noid Behuda, why does it help to just fix the psal? L'chaira, the minute the Sefer Torah became apostle, the ganze Sefer Torah was apostle. So when you're going to fix the psal now, how does fixing that one psal now make the rest of the Sefer Torah all of a sudden kosher? You should have to rewrite all the Shemus, right? You should have to rewrite everything. It's like Tasa V'loimina Asoi, right? You should have to rewrite everything. That's not the minig. The minig is you fix the psul, and then the rest of the Sefer Torah. The Teretz is because the rest of the Sefer Torah never lost its Kedusha. And because the rest of the Sefer Torah never lost its Kedusha, so said the Noyde Yehuda, that it's poshit that a posul of Sefer Torah is b'kedusha soyei medes, and for sure, for the world, for the sugya of Nikitas Chayfetz, there's no shayla in the world that that posul of Sefer Torah would be a good Sefer Torah as well. And then he said another lumdus. The other lumdus that he told him was that even a posul of Sefer Torah, so let's say you find a psul, and the psul is in Parshas Baloischa. Okay, so that means that Parshas Baloischa is a problem, or maybe Sefer Bamidbar is a problem. But for sure, the other svarim are not going to be a problem. So Memonavshach, the Nikitas Chayfetz of the Sefer Torah, is always going to be considered a Nikitas Chayfetz, even if it's posul. Because even if there's a psul, then Abiyuda said, what, you're going to have the whole Sefer Torah is going to be posul? It's impossible that the whole Sefer Torah is going to be posul. Maybe you'll find a psul in one Sefer, in two, in three, in four, in five? So it's not possible. And Abiyuda said that what you're worried about, of having a posul of Sefer Torah in court, I don't believe Sada is a posul of Sefer Torah in the ganze Welt. That's what he said. I don't believe there's such a Sefer Torah, because for sure one of the Sfarim are going to be kosher. It's very geschmack the way he lays this out. Listen to the way he writes them. Om namani oimer, shekola pilpul anal kosafti, rak lekayim dovar upkuda shalo adoyne magdoylem haneskorim betchilas atshuva. Says, I wrote this whole tshuva because you asked me to. I don't believe there's a full-fledged apostle of Sefer Torah b'zman hazeh. Listen to how he writes. He says, our Torah Kedosh is divided into five chalakim. V'nikra'im chamishei chumshei Torah. V'chol echad mechameshton nikra sefer b'tnei atzmai. Each one is its own sefer. V'zeh proton. Aleph, sefer bereshis. Beis, sefer shmois. Gimel, there's no punchline, by the way. Sefer vayikra, nikra etzleinu teres kayanim. Dalet, sefer b'amidbar, nikra etzleinu chaymish hapikudim. Hey, Sefer Dvarim, Nikra Etzleinu, Mishta Torah, Hafla Vafel. Vim Nimtza, Psul B'Sefer Echamehen, if you're going to find a Psul in one of them, Oy Af B'Shnayim, Oy Af B'Arba, Obe V'Nisha Mehem Echad Shalim B'Li Psul, Asefer Ahush Nisha B'Shleimus, Kosha Likris Bebe Tzibur, Ulevarich Olav Kash, Achen Nosan Lanu Teiras Emes, Va'av Shem Hoya Asefer Ahu Cholik B'Fnei Atzma, you wouldn't be able to, but once it's Mechubar to a Sefer Torah, this is something you're allowed to do. Again, it's just so interesting how the Neid Behuda was able to talk to everybody. It's just, it's amazing how he writes this beautiful tshuva to this person, mamish, with, you know, you think about what's at stake over here. It's incredible. At the very end, this is the last paragraph, he says, Kol ma shekosafti nir li boru l'alochu l'maisa, v'herbeisi lehevi rayos kfulois u'michu polois, v'chol ha-rayos sheheveisi im yishoye rak tzas mehem nechoyna. Even if some of them would be true, it'd be okay. Ob yesh mehem kedai lismoich l'alochu l'maisa, ki kol ha-rayos meha-rayos im yuchedas l'atzme, each ray I'm bringing you is a good ray. No one raya needs the other raya for assistance. I hold all of the rayas MS for MS Yed La Atzmoy, Mashinir Lanias Daiti, Kosati, Vichosamti. And I think the date's a little interesting. When did he write this tshuva? It was Yom Dalid, Yud Gimel Av. Tov Kuf Chav He Poi Prag. This is in the year 1765. So in the year 1765, this is what's going on over here. And this is the tshuva that the Noid of Yehuda wrote to Father Leopoldus Tirsch with all the titles, Yoram Hoidai, that the Noid of Yehuda gives him in the beginning of the tshuva. But the emes is like this. There's another tshuva. We're not going to go through the whole arichas of this tshuva for various reasons. But there is another tshuva, and this is really the postscript to the tshuva that we just went through together. And this tshuva was written by the Talmud Muvik of the Noi Deb Yehuda, the great Goyen, the Baal Tshuva Me'ahava, Rabbi Loza Fleckless. And it's printed in Chelek Aleph of Tshuva Me'ahava, Simin Chavvav. So who is this tshuva written to? Ateres Sholim Toivu Bracha V'chayim Ad Achris Hayomim. Li Yedid Nafshi. Hachocham hasholim b'maylois umidois eser yodois. V'novoin das. Hamatik hagodol. Noide b'shorim. Oyev emes. Oyev meishorim. Ha'odoin v'hasar Carl Fischer. Kaiserlich keineglich zenzer yichye chayim aruchem uvruchem. He's writing to Yedid Nafshi, Carl Fischer. So who's Carl Fischer? If you ever open a sefer that was printed in Prague, Any sefer, open a sefer that was printed in Prague from the late 1700s into the, like 1820s, 1830s. There's a chsima on the bottom. It's Nechta v'Nechtam al Yedei Carl Fischer. He was the censor. And then Tshuva Me'ahava wrote a similar tshuva, like his Rebbe, the Neid of Yehuda did, to literally the next guy. So it went from Leopoldus Tirsch to Carl Fischer. He's writing him a tshuva. Now it's interesting. He refers to him as Yedid Nafshi. So you would say, it wasn't really Yedid Nafshi. He's Rebbe Lazar Fleckler says Yedid Nafshi. This is Chanifa 101, if there's ever been one. It's not true. The Tshuva Me'ahava was best friends with Carl Fischer. If you know, you know. There's a biography that was written about Rabbi Loza Fleckless. It was written by an enochal of Rabbi Loza Fleckless, and he talks about the relationship that Azeda had with this Carl Fischer. Carl Fischer was a Neutzri, but at the same time, he was a Talmud Chacham. Yeshayim, a Talmud Chacham, Muflig, that's a big word, but he was a legitimate Talmud Chacham, and he had a tremendous Yedidus with Rabbi Loza Fleckless. And again, Alti Kalubay Necha. Alti Kalveinacha, Rebbe of Antoninus, Teichiach, these were very, very important relationships that the Neidib Yehuda had, and his Talmud Muvik, his protege, Rebbe Lazar Fleckless, went in his Rebbe's ways, and it was something that he was able to maintain. But either way, he's writing to Metshuva Me'in Yeloyin. Now, the Shiloh was a little bit different. The Shiloh in Tshuva's Neidib Yehuda, that Father Leopoldus Tirsch as the great Neidib Yehuda, was if a Yid makes a Shvuah and he's holding a Pasul of Sefer Torah, is it a Shvuah? And maybe this is what you're talking about. A Shvuah is a Shvuah, one hand on the Bible, this is your Inyan. Yeah, we have something called Iyum, Nikitas Chayfetz, Shvuah Zadayonim, Ayim B'Shulchan Aruch, we don't even use a Sefer Torah most times, right? Simdo Yod Chatachas Yirechi, we use Tvelin. Oh, you're conflating too completely that the Shvuah is a Shvuah is a Shvuah, right? That's the name of Yehuda's Shvuah. Rabbi Loza Fleckless was asked by Carl Fischer two things. You ready? The first thing was, he wants to know, he heard a rumor that a Yid is not allowed to swear falsely only to another Yid. But to an Eni Yehudi, there's no Isser. And Carl Fischer knew how to learn a shtickle. So he said he knows a lot of psukim in the Torah, Reyeyu, right? And the sugis above a count, a lot of sugis, right? A Mavin Yovin. Then a Nanigeyu Kutim. Then a Nanigeyu Evdik Yechovim. So he said he heard a Shmur Rechaika that a Yid is not allowed to swear falsely, but only to another Yid, not to an Eni Yehudi. So he wants to know from Rabbi Loza Fleckless if that's the case. Additionally, he tells him as follows. He told him that, you know, when the Jews come to court, we try to be ma'ayim them a little bit, right? We try to spook them out a little bit. One of the minhagim that he brings, they did, is they would put the kittel. They would take the kittel, right? You'd pull out your kittel if you had a swear. He calls it the sterb kittel. The sterb kittel, right? Sterb is melushin starb. I'm pretty sure, right? My German's not so good, but I think that's what it is. So it's like the kittel, mamish. They put him on tachrichen, the sterb kittel, and like this, it would be a b'chin of yaskel v'yeh mamisa. But somebody told Carl Fischer, there's a much better idea. He said, instead of having Jews hold a sefer Torah when they swear, they should hold a zayir HaKadosh. This is what he was told. He said, because I heard, asher ledas chaside Yisrael, ha-zayir HaKadosh is kadosh v'noira, if somebody swears falsely holding a Zayir, he's going to drop dead within a few days. So he said, this is what he showed. So these are the two questions that he asked Rabbi Loza Fleckless. It's amazing. This is what's going on. So he says, number one, is a Yid allowed to swear falsely to an Eni Yehudi? And number two, what do you hold to this idea? You like my idea? Then maybe what you should do is, instead of him holding on to a, right, put one hand on the Zayir. This is mamish what he wants to do. It's a pliyatsuma. These are the two questions. So in the tshuva, the first half of the tshuva, Rabbi Loza Fleckless writes, this idea, you're not allowed to swear falsely to an Eni Yehudi, what shaykh is. And he says it very lomdish. It's clear that Rabbi Loza Fleckless had a higher opinion of Carl Fischer's understanding of Torah than the Neidib Yehuda did of Leopoldus Tirsch's understanding of Torah. Because, I mean, the Neidib Yehuda literally went back to Kometz Alpha, right? We have a Sefer Torah, it's divided into five Chalakim. The first is called Bereshis, the second is Shmais, right? The third is Vayikra. I mean, the Tshuva Me'ahava holds that Carl Fischer's mamish in the Sugya. He's varfin all over the place. But he said it's Poshet, it's the same longest as the Neidib Yehuda. The problem with the Shvuah is Vaskupta Reis from Moil, that's the problem. It doesn't matter who you tell it. Tor. It's the fact that he's mechal the Shem Hashem because the Shvu needs the Shem. He's farfing Rambams. That's what's going on here. But the bottom line is, it's Pashit. And by the way, he invokes the Tshuva from his great Rebbe, right? V'yisoyd HaShvu hu o'im ha'areini nishba o'isha mashbiya y'achav hu o'ino omid avu masha miniach yodeh ala toira ala tefillin o'ishar chevitz eina ela li'iyum ba'almo la'moyin am lo'i b'aynisa v'dobez ha'mavur ba'arucha b'dvar mishal tam v'das toira let me write Sneviya muksuvim ha'ram shulchan ha'ba seif v'noid b'yudha chelik yodeh simen ayin aleph asher chibra mayreinu v'rabbeinu ha'godol menuchase b'gan Eden v'lo hiniach dover kotim v'godol sham. The olive in the hoisiv, the kosha light latika, he says, I'd love to reprint it now, but it's too long. Ki ubetachlis arichos ubikash the mishal matzas. He says, you have an idea to be Yehuda. Carl Fisher, pull it out tomorrow and during Seder and go through the Tshuvas Noid B'Yehuda, you'll see the whole thing. I mean, he says, Makash to Misham, iron Tshuvas, he's ironing him, right? He says, go take a look at the Tshuvas Noid B'Yehuda. But then he says, you know, what you're telling me now, that there are people that'll swear falsely on a Sefer Torah. He said, but they're not going to swear falsely on a Zayir. So maybe we should replace the Torah with the Zayir. So I'll just read the beginning. This guy's a shaita. That guy's a shaita. The safer the Torah lane, yeah. Oh, but the Zohar HaKadosh, which is being mefarish the Torah, not. And then, if you know, you know, the Tshuva Mehava writes a little bit about the Zohar, and he talks about a lot of things that came about from people studying Zohar, and they did it in the wrong way. He says, Suru, just one excerpt. Kama kilkulim rabim kilkulum amine hakelev hara shapsai tzvi. He talks about Brachia Misalanika, another infamous person in Jewish history. Yaakov Frank, right? That's Jacob Frank. Shem Rishoim Yirkov, Vitalu Devrein Besefer HaZayar. And he says a lot of bad things came from people who studied Zayar and didn't have any avon in what was going on. And by the way, if you know, the Tshuva Me'ahava was someone that he wrote a whole Sefer, Havas David, about the Frankists. And this, is, of course, ties into the Naidu Shuvah of L'Shem Yichud, which is very, very misunderstood. Because people don't realize Naidu Yehuda was a tremendous Makobol, and he was someone who had an extreme appreciation for Kabbalah. But because of the rampant, unchecked, and untethered Kabbalah that was going on at that time in Prague, it's for that reason they had to be Moicha the way they were Moicha. But if there's a very, very fierce Macha that I glossed over here in that Shuvah of Shuvah Me'ahava, regardless, two fascinating Shuvahs. One is in Shailos HaTshuvos Noid B'Yehuda, Yerideya Madurakam Simen Ayin Aleph, written to Father Leopoldus Tersh. The other one is in Shailos HaTshuvos Shuvah Me'ahava from Rabbi Elazar Flecht, the Chelek Aleph Simcha Vav. It was written to Carl Fisher. They had something in common. They were both censors. If you have a first edition Madura Kama Noid B'Yehuda, Leopoldus Tersh's name is in it. And if you have a Madura Tinyana, it's Carl Fisher's name, because that was already 30, 40 years later. And at that point, Carl Fisher was the censor. And it was both on the same Inyan, both sort of related to this idea that Shvuah is a Davar Chamer, but could be it's only a Davar Chamer B'Nekim. Could be only then is it a davar chamer. And you see, there's an Indian of Nekitas Chayfetz. It's a sugya, and it's brought down a Shulchan Aruch and Rambam. So for sure, there's such an Indian. And really, the Noid B'Yehuda and the Tshuva Me'ahava, they both wrote the same Tshuva. Nekitas Chayfetz is just to be ma'ayan. Right, that's all it is. It's just to be ma'ayim. But if you want to know, the Chaymer HaShvua has nothing to do with Nikitas Chayfetz. A Yid's not let us swear falsely. It doesn't matter if he's swearing to a Yid, to a guy. It doesn't matter what the setting is. It doesn't matter if he's holding a Sefer Torah, he's not holding a Sefer Torah. Just one interesting historical postscript to this is that there is an artifact that exists, and that is a Chumash that was used in the Beis Din of Prague. And it has an inscription from Rabbi Elazar Flecklis in German, and it's signed by Rabbi Elazar Flecklis in German. It's a chumash. It's a chumash, and any Yid that would come into the courts and had a swear, they would ask him to put his hand on that chumash, and that's the way he should swear. In fact, if you open up the chumash on the pasuk Lo'isisa Shem Hashem Elokecha Lashav in Parashas Yisroel, it's underlined, and that's where they used to make him put his hand. So when a Yid would swear in the Beis Din of Prague, I think this was in the secular courts, so they would open up the chumash and they would have him put his finger looking at those words in the Torah of Lo'isis Hashem Hashem Alekech Lashav, and that's really the whole Indian. It's just to see those words in front of you. We had that long brisa in today's daf. It's all Kedei La'ayim Olav. That was the whole Indian of Nikitas Chefetz, Nikitas Sefetei.